The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
She broke my heart. She's responsible for her brothers and sisters. And she said, I can't stop doing this. So she goes out every night praying that she won't be once more dragged into that room.
We need to get angry enough that we say, enough is enough. Stop this evil. And we have the power, almighty power within us to do that.
Next on Life Today.
I am so grateful that we have this moment to share with you. I'm James Robinson. My wife Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. Have you ever, and you might even just stop and think right now, have you ever just longed for a miracle? I mean, just really, God, I need that. Well, I'm going to pray that God meets that heart cry or heartache. But what if you knew beyond any doubt that you could be a part of as great a miracle as it's possible to see? Think about this. Jesus said he came to set captives free, people that are held in bondage. Now, we know the horrors of slavery. We rejoice over freedom coming to any person. But if you take, think about this a moment, you take an innocent person, an innocent child, and make them a prisoner, and then you sell them for some kind of selfish, greedy gain and exploit them and destroy them, and you suddenly heard that you could be one who sets that captive totally free. That's what Jesus came to do. And he said, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. And he says, when you do something for the least of these, the overlooked, the forgotten, those that are in trouble, perhaps trapped or enslaved, and you set them free, you can't fulfill a higher calling. And you know, if you read Isaiah 58, there's a real good indication that when you become the answer to somebody's prayer and their need, God answers us speedily. I believe I've lived a very blessed life, even though I grew up in poverty and didn't have a father and I'm the product of a rape. But something happened in my life where I began to live to see others blessed and to see their prayers answered. And that's what the viewers of our program tell us is happening in their life. When they begin to touch somebody else with the love of God, it's almost as though, in many instances, a river of life and love and joy and peace. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We put a smile on God's face when we do these miraculous things. Well, Betty and I are really grateful to be able to share with you and to talk to Sheila Walsh. And we're so grateful that Sheila is a part of the Outreaches of Life and teaches in Wednesdays with the Word so beautifully, but she's just returned where she has seen what we're going to ask God for a miracle to address. Sheila, I'm glad you're here. It's tough to talk about what we're talking about.
It is.
And you're going to see one of the girls that was right in the area where you were. Just before we let people see this precious little girl, what does your heart say that even in light of what I just shared, you want our viewers to hear?
You know, James and Betty, I've been in ministry for over 35 years, but on this last trip in Southeast Asia, I heard God say, now, we need to do something now. I've never felt such a shift in my spirit, such a call to prayer and to action, because these little girls that we're about to see are innocent, beautiful little girls. It could be your daughter or my daughter. And the only reason they're there is because nobody has come to rescue them. Well, we say, no, we're here and not on our watch. We're going to change this.
And we've got the people there. And Betty, you know, you see the willing to leave all the comforts here. And this really has to be a call of God. There's no question. Not just anyone can do it. It's a call of God and a gifting of God. But here's the thing you got to understand. It doesn't matter how sincere they are, how full of love they are. If somebody doesn't have love for the will of God and purpose of God and the love of God to be shared, they can't even stay there. So they have left their comfort to rescue those who are in bondage. But they have to have assistance. And Betty, you see their sincerity, and yet our viewers are the ones that actually, bottom line, they make it happen.
And that's really what the body of Christ is about. You know, you do your part, I'll do my part, and together we're able to complete the mission of God. And I sit here with a smile on my face because I know something can be done to help these precious children that are so trapped by this, by evil. Evil itself, as bad as it can get. And yet we have an opportunity here to rescue them, as you said. And I'm so excited about that.
I want you to look in very prayerfully. And I plead with you that no matter what you see, you will just see the love of God and the mercy of God and the ability of God through yielded people, not only in the setting, you know, on the field, but who make it possible for them to even be there in the first place and make it possible for them to stay. It's the only way they can stay. It is the only way they can be effective. Otherwise, all you do is walk around and weep. But we can do more than weep. We can actually put feet to our prayers. We can enable the rescue workers and the missionaries to literally rescue them. First, you reach out, and then you rescue them, and then love restores them. I want you to watch and just say, God, I want to be a part of this miracle, this absolutely essential miracle. Watch prayerfully.
Behind the bright lights, there is a darkness where a world of violence and sexual abuse runs rampant, scarring the souls of millions of young girls. Srey Pao is a child who was born into poverty. She told us that many in her family are very sick, and to help them, she looks through garbage for anything to sell, but it's never enough. She says they threaten to kill her if she does not do what they say. Srey Pao is torn between needing to help her family and wanting out of her horrible situation.
This cannot be their future. I feel like once we know something, you can't unknow it. And that's why we are here on behalf of Life Outreach International, because we have to reach these girls before we can rescue them, before we can restore them. And that's our commitment to these girls. And that's why we're here, because we have to change that.
Did you see the shirt? Mm-hmm. Working girl. Do you realize that that is the way these predators oftentimes get these children? And they will go to these impoverished settings and they'll find a little child and they'll tell her that they're going to advance her some way. They're either going to give her something, do something for her, or give something to the parents, or they're going to help them get a job, or they're going to help them learn. They lie to them, but it's just like so many of them are enticed by believing I'm stepping into something better. And she's a working girl. She's working for the most greedy, self-centered people on the planet. And you've got to understand that anybody that will exploit a child and then fly across the country and have sex with a little girl like that, you've got to understand, this is the total grip of the enemy, to where you have moved into such an addictive practice that you can't even think one sane, sound thought. And they use these little girls. We can set them free. Sheila, it's like you said there, and you were in the setting, that when you see it, there's no way a person with a heart, I mean, there's no way a Christian who knows God and His love could ever look away and turn away. I don't even think people with a conscience and just any sensitivity, period, whether they even claim to know God, would not want to reach out and help that and be absolutely appalled at what's happening and say, if I can correct it, sign me up.
What I saw this time that I didn't understand before was the extreme poverty. Most of the girls I met have never been to school, so they can't read, they can't write, so they can't get a job. So the only job available is to gather cans at night, like empty beer cans. 8 cans, they'll get a quarter. But they have to go out between 10 at night and 2 in the morning when all the beer cans are thrown out. And that's when they're taken by these men. And one of the young girls I met, she was 9 years old. And she was out one night and a guy said to her, look, you look hungry. Can I get you something to eat? And she was grateful, but the meal was drugged. And she woke up the next morning beside a man, and she realized that she had been raped. She was 9 years old. And to be able to look into the eyes of a little girl like that and say, listen, I will not forget you. There are people across the country who are going to care, and I'm going to go home, and I'm going to tell them your story, and we're going to do something. But the need is now. It's urgent.
You sit at home, because you and I will watch. We try to keep up with what's going on. Mm-hmm. There are very few programs we actually enjoy watching. But you watch Life Today, mm-hmm. and you see the settings, and you've been all over the world. What goes on inside when you even listen to what Sheila's saying and what you know because you've seen it? What's happening to you as a grandmother?
I sit here and I think, evil has no limits. Mm-hmm. I mean, it will go after the innocent. I don't care how young they are. And they entrap these girls, these precious little ones. They are babies. You look at them and they're babies. And they are abusing them and trapping them and selling them for their evil's pleasures. How much lower can you get? And I just say, God, please help us. Touch our hearts, touch your heart, and let's reach out and help these precious little ones that can't help themselves. They're the innocent. Evil is pounding on them. They can't fight back, but we can fight for them. We can be up there in the battle against this evil in their lives. So let's please join us, and let's get these precious little ones out of those surroundings.
You know, Betty, we call this outreach Reach, Rescue, and Restore, which is precisely what we're doing. And Sheila, one of the things that I think it's important for people to realize, and you say you've been ministering 35 years, so you've been all over the world, and when you've worked with Billy Graham, you worked with CBN as a co-host, you've headed up and helped with the Women of Faith, you've been in so many great outreaches, and you came with us. And in a way, we kind of sent you into the outer darkness and pit of hell, yeah, as far as it is on earth.
Absolutely.
Now, so when you went and you saw the horrors of what's happening, mm-hmm. I think our viewers want to know, realistically, with just honesty, and that's 35 years of ministry. Mm-hmm. All right, you went and saw a very legitimate need, right? Mm-hmm. Now, here's what they want to know. Sheila, does it work? Do they reach them? Do they get these mm-hmm. children before the predator gets them?
Yeah.
Educate them, take care of them. Do you rescue and restore them? Yeah. Do they then advance to become something indescribably beautiful? Okay, just answer. That's a lot of questions, but that's what viewers want to know.
Great too.
Does it work?
Yes, I've seen it. I've gone in these rickety vans way up into the mountains to villages with the team, and they sit down with these kids and they explain to them, there are people out there who are evil. So here's what you do. If somebody comes up and they offer you something, shout as loudly as you can and run away. Don't walk out by yourself, walk out in twos. So the reach part is like, you know, telling them, avoid these people.
And you have to send them.
Yeah, you have to.
Send
you have
these
to.
Voices
but
that
the
represent
teams are
God.
Amazing. I sat back and marveled at the lessons they were teaching. Things you should never have to teach a child. But over there, you need to teach them. But then I've been to the worst of the worst hell holes on earth and watched how our teams over there go in and literally work with the police, work with the FBI over there, get these girls out. But then I've been to the place where we take them to be restored. And I got the privilege of leading in a worship service and to sing Amazing Grace to a bunch of boys and girls that used to be sex trafficked with our arms raised towards Jesus. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Yes, it works.
Wow. You know, I just pray that with all my heart, I mean, there's the pain that the only thing can overcome it is the joy of the Lord and the peace and the freedom and the liberty that He offers through the love that He poured out through Christ. But then when He sent Jesus, Jesus said, I'm sending another just like me, in spirit, to live in you. We can have that love. And these workers, these missionaries that Sheila's talking about and that Betty and I've seen, they are there, sent by God, full of God's love, releasing it. And the only thing that slows down their effect is, do we have the resources to stay? And can we get some kind of lodging? And can we pay for the help we have to have so that we not only reached them, but we have actually rescued them and restored them? And then, Sheila, you've seen, because you saw the little ones coming up, you're talking about singing, They go out, many of them become teachers themselves and teach the truth. Some of them enter mission ministry. Some of them become actually community leaders that are well-informed and full of the love of God. And Sheila, I think it's important for people watching right now to know, without the viewers, and this is what missionaries tell us everywhere we go. They say, we know if anybody on the earth is going to see the need and meet it, it's the Life Today viewers. Yeah. They say that, and you see that.
Oh, absolutely.
You
hear
it. You just came back from Canada, and they were telling you that.
I know.
They love
amazing.
It because it works. Yeah. Love never fails.
Never fails. And honestly, if I could take every single one of you on the trip, if you could come with me, and if you could sit down with these little girls, you know, two of them were like 9 and 10, and I gave them a bag of Oreo cookies, and they sat there eating these cookies, chatting amongst, and that could be your daughter or your granddaughter. If you saw them, you would do something. But we can, you know, that's why we go. That's why we bring these pictures and say, listen, this is not, it's hellish, but it's not hopeless. He who lives in us is greater than he who lives in the world. And I got the privilege of sitting with two of the little girls and leading them into relationship with Christ and saying the most powerful prayer on this earth is one word, the name of Jesus.
You know what we're going to see right now, Sheila? We're going to see you. And listen to me now. I'm asking you to do this. Just before you look, I want you to just say to the Lord right now, God, would you please let me be Jesus in someone's life? Would you let me lift someone up out of the pit and set them free? Now watch and see if you today want to respond and say, I'm going to set as many free as God leads and enables me to set free. Watch.
I just wanted to explain why, with this particular little girl, that we're not showing her face. She's 11 years old, and so we want to do everything we can to protect her. So when you were just 9 years old, something terrible happened to you one night. Why don't you tell us about that?
Có chậm trong tới có tha ở nên là ngày mặt tất cả phải nhẹ tôi nhưng mà hãy cho mẹ nằm một bộ nhớ mẹ có tha có tha vào trong tất cả phải ở đây hai mẹ ở bây giờ hãy cha đang mai trong rồi tam bỏ tiêu nhưng là người bỏ bỏ mẹ nè Coi lên khẽ ơi, tôi bê đi, tôi nhóm khơi dây nhóm chi. Mà tôi nhóm dậy hai dây nhóm. Hồi ngày em đau hệ trái, bê chọc lâu. Hồi ngày ban tôi nhóm lan kê chắp. Tôi nhóm mơ tiệm. Hai bê ngày nay nhóm rồi bán phổ nhóm đây ạch bài. Lại kê chắp cho nhóm được khơi ba mà xong tiệm.
I'm horrified by her story. And the tragedy is she's not the only one. There are so many girls. And here's what I think. If we don't defend her, if we don't say no to those vicious predators, and they, trust me, they are very well organized and they are very well funded. So we've got to get organized. We've got to get funded. It's time to let our righteous anger rise to the surface. There's some things that we can say, well, that's not good, but this is evil. This is absolutely evil from the pit of hell. And we cannot abandon these beautiful children who are longing to know that there's at least one person on this planet who cares for them. I want her to know it's you and it's me, and we're going to fight for them in Jesus' name.
Would you join Sheila and the missionaries and put loving arms around these children? I found myself, while I was watching that, I was just praying and saying, God, please, let someone help them. I find myself thinking, God, why can't everyone watching at least do something? Think about this. It takes $128 to reach them, rescue them, and restore them. That's the average for a year. And we targeted to reach 2,500 and asked God for the money. And you know what? Some of our friends said, tell you what, this is such a big burden on our heart. We'll match it so that if somebody will rescue one, it'll be two. And I think people can too often think too small, especially when it comes to kingdom matters and spiritual need. So I always say, think beyond what you would normally think. I mean, reach to the heavens, not the sky, reach up to God. But $1,280, we can rescue 10 little girls. We can restore them. We can head them off from trouble, but it'll be doubled. That $1,280 will be $20. I don't know what you can do, but I've had some people say, you know, James, I couldn't give $128. Let me tell you something. The widow's mite, Jesus said, the biggest gift of all. So whatever you can give, do it. But think about this. A $64 gift is now doubled because of God's love and some people who said, I'll match your gift. That's how much we want to rescue these precious ones. And so that 64 rescues one. Sheila, that had to just tear you up. And I know when you were walking with that precious girl, you were wanting to know in your heart, there are going to be arms around this girl.
She broke my heart. I mean, at 12, she is the breadwinner for the family. Her dad's in jail. Her mom ran off with a younger man. She's responsible for her brothers and sisters. And she said, I can't stop doing this. So she goes out every night picking up cans, praying somehow that she won't be once more dragged into that room. And we can't abandon her.
You know, Sheila, as I was watching, first of all, it breaks my heart. As a mother, it breaks my heart. Because a mother wants to hold their babies close. They want to protect them. And for her mother to have run off and left her little ones there defenseless, it breaks my heart. But I agree with you. We need to get angry enough that we say, enough is enough. Stop this evil. And we have the power, almighty power within us to do that. And we can start with sending the help to the mission workers there that will help these children and bring these children out. And they can learn how to play, how to smile, how to trust someone that love for them, and just have a new beginning in life. So I hope you will reach out big out of your heart and let's help these little ones.
Because some of the missionaries that are over there, they're literally people that have given up their lives. One of the guys that we work with, he was like one of the head police officers on the East Coast here in the States. He and his wife gave up their job. He quit before his big golden pension. And they're over there. I mean, these people have said, we are staying here. We're going to be boots on the ground, but we need your help. Please keep helping us. Because if you help us, we can reach them.
Well, let me just say to you that here's the key now. You're the key. You're the key to the miraculous release of God's love in this regard. Would you go get a bank card, or would you go get your checkbook and just make a check to life? Or take your bank card and use it like a check. You can either go online, or you can dial that number that's always there if your heart breaks and you say, pray for me. And by the way, that line is paid for by love. Somebody who loves makes it possible for you to call. But would you call it now, not as a prayer line, but a lifeline, and you take that bank card and say, I'm going to rescue one. I'm going to make a $128 gift. I'm going to write a check for $128, knowing it'll be doubled, and you'll rescue two. Or the $64 would be doubled to rescue one. And if at all possible, and I believe you'll do it, you'll rescue 10. With a $1,280 gift, that will be doubled, and now it's 20. We have some gifts to send you to bless you in your spiritual journey, and they will be a blessing and an inspiration to you. But right now, you are going to rescue and set free precious captives. Thank you for going to the phone. Thank you for calling that number and sharing life.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators. Their spirit and bodies broken under horrific emotional and physical abuse. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children vulnerable to sex traffickers. You can help rescue those already enslaved. And you can help restore young lives and give them a future. And now, a generous opportunity of a $320,000 matching gift means your gift of $128 to help rescue a child will be matched to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help rescue one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift, we'll send you the Age of Promise. Randy Robison reveals 10 promises woven through all of Scripture that will transform the way you view God, yourself, and others. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Prayer is Powerful wood plaque. This unique scripture art piece is printed on premium birch wood, a beautiful reminder of the power of prayer. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children. And you may request the beautiful Bridge of Faith framed canvas print. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online.
You know, I really feel like God answered our prayer, but not only ours, the prayers of missionaries and relief workers, and maybe some little girls and boys crying out to God. Thanks for being that answer to prayer. I think you'll be blessed by Randy's book, The Age of Promise. He talks about living with a kingdom impact right now. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. If we're taught to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, that means it's possible, and it means that you first need kingdom presence. You need the king being the king in your life and then make a kingdom impact. I just want to remind you that I believe you want to help. This is the last day now for this emphasis. And I'm just believing God for a miracle that takes us above and beyond even what we hoped or dreamed. And we want to thank you so much for doing it. Remember, it's the last day. And Sheila, Betty, and I thank you for being such a big part of Life Outreach. And you've told us, and I know you mean it's a blessing.
It's an honor.
And our viewers are a blessing, aren't they?
They sure are.
They really are. Thank you so much. And just blessings on all of you. Thanks for helping. Last day. And your response sets captives free. It really does. Thank you.
And don't you worry. Don't you worry.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.